This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast, and I am Ozioma Anioji, your host. And I have a guest on the show, as always. You know how I do it on the show. I always bring someone that will either inspire you, inform, or educate you, right? So today, we will be talking about nurturing your creativity. How do you nurture your creativity? That is what we'll be looking at today. And I have a guest on the show. He's a podcaster, which is interesting. He's a podcaster, he's a poet, he's a host, he's, well, so many other things that he's going to tell us himself, right? So welcome on the show, Williams. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Hello everyone, this is the Radio Apprentice. Where should I start? What else should I say?
Okay. All right. So let's begin from the Radio Apprentice. Like, why did you choose, or why are you called the Radio Apprentice? Where is the name coming from?
Well, from where I started, I felt like Radio Apprentice is more of the name that tries to put me where I belong. I'm an apprentice in this. Now, I'll be apprentice on this for a long time. So I felt like that was the best name, good for me, and that would also help me remember that I need to keep growing rather than think that I'm somewhere that I'm not, like choosing the name of a wild animal. Yeah.
Oh wow. So it's more like always reminding yourself that this is a journey and you're not there yet, so it's a continuous process. Wow.
Yes. The word apprentice, of course, you know what it means. It always means that you're still learning.
Yeah.
And, no matter how far you go, no matter what you think you're doing, you're still learning. There's still more to learn. If you're not learning how to compose your speech, you're learning how to put together your vocals. You're learning how to teach others. You're learning how to learn better. Wow. You're learning how to. Yeah, there's a lot of things to learn in this particular field. So, apprentice is better for me.
Wow, that's interesting, really. Okay, so let's get into it, really. Today we want to look at nurturing your creativity. You've been in the creative space for a long time. You're a poet, you're a host, you're a podcaster. You are into creativity yourself. For everyone listening, for people that are in this space starting out and they are wondering, where do I begin? How do I grow? This is what we want to look at today. So let me ask you, your journey so far, how have you been able to grow this creative aspect of your life? How has it been for you?
Well, it's always going to be different. I will not try to attribute my exact movements to the next person's way of progress. Mm-hmm. But I grew my own ways out of passion.
Okay.
I fell in love with talking, not just talking. I fell in love with talking in front of a mic, and that's how it grew. You know, and because it's passion, I still have these ups and downs, moments of procrastinations, moments of being indecisive about what to do. I still have these moments of when I'm angry and I just don't want to do anything else. But because it's something that you love and something that has made itself into your list of hobbies. And of course, the guy just went to beat every other hobby and took the front seat. So no matter how you feel, at some point in time, you now realize that when you're angry, you just want to vent in front of a mic. When you're happy, you want to share in front of a mic. When you're thinking, you want to tell the people, at this point in time, I'm thinking about something. If you're writing a book and you're stuck, you just want to tell the people, okay, I'm writing a book about ABCD and I'm stuck right now. You know, it's as if every point of your life, you want to record something to tell the next person how you feel. Wow. At that point in time, it's becoming something, okay, something you can't do without. So no matter how you feel, no matter what the situation is, the passion remains. And that's really how I've managed to stay on with it for this long.
Wow, and we're talking 10 years more than that, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, well, how did you start this journey? How did it start for you? Where was the starting point for you? Have you always, you know, some people tell you, since I was a child, I've always wanted to do this. What is that, your story, or did it get to a point?
No.
So what was your story?
No. If you ask about my earlier life, I've been a poet more than I've been any other thing.
Oh, okay.
I've always liked telling stories, okay? And so while growing up, I realized that, oh, there's something called writing a book, and I started making attempts to write books. A couple that are still not finished yet. Then juggling between poetry and books. This came up when, when I put up a lot of poetry, I think a friend of mine came around to read some of my poetry then, some of my poems, and she was like, oh, I can create slots for you on the radio. Okay, these stations, they want somebody who does poetry to come and read poetry to them, read for the audience and all, that they have a show that accommodates that. And so I accepted. Of course, I have my spare time, so I'm not doing anything with it. It would be good to connect and see people and interact with other people. So I followed. And yes, from one station, I was introduced to the other. And then one day, I felt like I wasn't getting enough audience. I don't know. Why, you know, after recording, or even when they give you your recordings, it still wasn't that good to me. So I felt like I needed to open up the space a little bit further. I need to know what people are saying about what I do, not just read it out to them just like that. I wanted to know exactly how they feel, what they're doing with it. And so I started recording myself. Okay, I started by creating an online radio, okay, with a paid platform. I signed up for an online radio. And so I would go on my own radio and
do your recording yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
And to be very sincere with you, during those times, I will send a link to everybody on my WhatsApp. I will send a link to everybody I know. And those were the only people who are logging in for the first week. And then after that, my listener stats went down. And I kept doing it. At some point, I realized that it's something I could actually record and put it to them after and tell them to come and listen. So basically, that's how I kicked off with podcasting.
Yeah.
And then I now pulled it into live podcast. So there's something called podcasting on the go. So
yeah,
you're not just pre-recording a podcast, you're going live with your podcast. So afterwards, you can now record the podcast after your live session and still upload it for people who did not follow up on air and all of that. That's basically how I started.
Wow. And I am sure you are enjoying yourself doing this.
I'm enjoying myself. Really. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
You have a chance to share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have a chance to, you're not just talking to yourself anymore. You're not keeping things to yourself. I'm the type of person that whatever happens to me, whatever I want to do, most of the time, I keep them to myself. But podcasting has made me understand that I have a family out there to share with.
Yeah.
So all I have to do is schedule a show. I have to wait for when I have my shows live, or I record the thing and put it out there and let them know exactly what I'm feeling at this point. And that's made it quite amazing.
Wow. So how have people, your listeners, the people you look up to, how have they played key roles in your growth this many years? How have been the impact of other people in this journey for you?
Well, you know, earlier on, there were basically no listeners. You know, along the way, there are things you learn along the way.
Yeah.
When I was sharing links earlier on for people to listen to my shows and all, I could see the stats. Like, nobody's telling you download your stats anymore. Mm-hmm. For live radio, you can see the stats. You can see the people logging in. You can see their IPs. And every time I start up a show, I don't get to see people listening. So at some point, I want to get angry. I'm like, yeah. I have friends, I have families. Why are they not listening
to me?
Why are they not logging in? Exactly.
Yeah.
As time went on, I realized that no, these people see me all the time. They hear me talk all the time. And I probably would have exhausted these conversations with them before.
Mm-hmm.
And they are basically not my main audience. They are my friends and my family. But I cannot pin them to listen to a show that ordinarily they won't listen to it from another person because it's not the kind of thing they want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have to put myself under the shadows of you have to support me. No, you don't force people to listen to to you because it's you. That means you're not doing well enough.
Yeah.
If you're doing well, they will listen to you not because of you, but because of the content you're putting out, because of the conversations, depending on how you coin your conversation. Maybe it's not the way you talk to them. Maybe there's a different way you do it on the radio or you do it with your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, okay, I would prefer to listen to him via podcast rather than listen to him in person. But you don't blackmail them into listening to your podcast or coming up live because they're a loved one. So I felt like it was blackmailing them.
Emotionally.
That's me taking their pride.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided to start pre-recording the podcast. Like, even when I go on air afterwards, you record the podcast and then put it out there. Just so that the people who the podcast is meant for, the people who the content is meant for, will get to listen to it and appreciate it. And for that reason, I felt quite amazing every time I saw one listener or two logging in freely on their own without any invitation, just because you know that I have a show at a particular point in time. Mm-hmm. As soon as I start the show, I get to see one person. That one person, I would pour my heart to you. I would pour my mindset to you. You know, people haven't really understood that one person listening to you is an amazing achievement, actually.
True.
It is. Okay, it's an amazing achievement, and that's how it grew. So the reception I got by one person listening, two, three, and the first day I ever got a Telegram message saying, asking me a question regarding the show, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was like back in the year. And for that reason, I didn't care. All I needed to do was put up my show schedule, put up the link to listen to it later, and I'm relaxed. Because I know for sure that one or two persons are going to come in and listen to the show. And it's not easy getting someone to pay attention to you, sit down, okay, to listen to you talk. And that's really what has been driving me up as well.
Hmm. Awesome. I am curious, really. You know, sharing, it's not easy because you're taking everything in you out there. But how do you replenish? Because, I mean, when people listen to you, you want to give your all. I mean, I just heard you say you pour yourself to whoever is listening, right? So how do you replenish? What are the things you do? Do you read books? Do you listen to other podcasters? What do you do to replenish yourself?
That's quite complicated because I don't read much, but I write. Yeah, it's quite funny.
Wow.
And for me to build up a conversation, I probably need to hear or feel.
Mm.
Okay, I need to feel something or hear something. And for the style of a poet, for a poet to put up a conversation, it means that guy or girl needs to be thinking about something upward or something relative or something composed.
Okay.
And then they can come up with a few words and merge it up with reality just to make it longer and better.
Mm.
Okay. And then sometimes when you want to hit reality on its toe, you now go on the internet, check out what people are saying, then you can create your own conversation out of it. You can put it the other way around. Everybody's saying things in a particular way.
Yeah.
Now you have to say it in a different way. If you follow the trend the way it is, then you'll probably choose to listen to the other people or read from the other people and not talk to you. Okay, it's just like, for example, you want to tell someone that taking oranges, they're good for the body. And we all know that everybody gets to write this article about or talk about how oranges give you vitamins, how oranges give you this, how oranges give you that. How about you go into trying to make fun with oranges? Probably tell us how expensive it is and how you can't afford it and how vitamin C is going to dry up in your blood. You know, trying to make fun with it. At the same time, you're letting the person know that these are what oranges do for you. This is what an orange can do for you and all of that. So it's like going out there to listen to what other people say and saying it in a different way, in a more better way. So that comes for several other conversations. But for other ones that demands creativity, those you have to sit right in your space and figure them out. And you pray to your God that your mind is working that day.
Oh, wow.
And besides, when you're going through stuff, when you're really passionate about what you're going through at the time, I don't think you need anybody or any book or any article to tell you what you feel.
Mm.
You already know how you feel. You already know what's there in your mind. Now, the only help you need is find the words good enough to put them out there. That's all you need there.
Wow. find the words good enough to put them out there. That's like very striking. I got that one. Wow. Now let me take you back. When did you realize you were into poetry? When did you realize? At what age did you feel like, okay, I think
that's a long time ago.
Was it when you were like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? What?
No. In primary school, I was just a storyteller. Wow. Everybody would come together, I would sit down, I would forget that I was supposed to go to class. I would be telling story how tortoise broke his back and how the cat broke his leg. All those kind of stories, tales by moonlight. during that time, there were no phones. We didn't have access to phones or video games. You know, so people would come and sit outside, you know, that period when you come and sit under the moon, families would be outside playing, and then we'll go and sit on sand.
Yeah.
And then we're gisting, telling stories about how tortoises could not eat and how dogs could not, you know, those kind of stories we used to tell at that time. But the only thing that was different then was I was actually the lead storyteller. Okay. I would go and figure out where the stories are. And come on. Tell my people when time is due.
Yes, sir.
And so they will barely want to get me upset, else I won't tell stories that week.
Yeah, like that kid that always has football.
If I come to play your boy, you give me, even if you don't want to give me, you hear the next kid say, you won't tell a story. you have to choose me whether I know how to play that day or not.
Wow.
But my writing poetry started in secondary school. Because I went into secondary school with the same drama idea, and I was my first writings for was drama. I used to write the script for drama in school from GS1, and then poetry kicked off. At a point I was able to understand words better and how to use them, that's when I started writing poetry.
You've been on this path like all your life, really. It's interesting. Okay, if you were to go back in time, would you do anything differently than you did on this journey?
No, I won't do anything differently.
Wow.
Because I'll still be the same person at that time.
You still be a storyteller.
Exactly.
The chief storyteller.
So, it's not like I'm going back in time with my age. I'm still going back in time with that age then. So I don't think
anything will have changed. Wow. But if you were to advise someone coming up, you've been on this for a long time. There is a young, vibrant, creative or storyteller like you were coming up and probably looking up to you. What will you say to the person from where you are right now? What will you say to the person?
Well, before you talk to someone, before you try to advise them, you first of all look at their capacity. You look at how much of it they can handle.
Okay.
You can't just try to use your IQ presently or your ability presently to stress them up. Okay. You look at what they can deal with. You look at how much of it they can take. And then you tell them, okay, if you're a writer, if you're still learning how to write, maybe you should read books. That I can advise, perhaps, because I don't read, I would say read books, because if you read books, you're going to write better. That I can say. And then a couple of other things, but I feel like you don't advise the person based on your own ability or what you would have done better.
Should be based on,
advise them by talking to them first, asking them if you ask the person what the person wants to do. Like mine, I do mine for passion. So it's different. It's a different thing altogether. So I can't advise you how I'm handling mine.
Yeah.
You see what I said? I said earlier that I can just be writing a book now. I probably get to 20th page or whatever, and I stop and I start on that one again. That's because I'm not really eager to finish a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like a person who wants to build their career around writing. You're going to advise them differently. That's when you first of all ask them questions. What do you want to do with it? And if it's something you know you cannot advise them better, you can ask questions on their behalf and then give them feedback on that. I don't think anybody who is doing something good to their own standard is good enough to advise somebody else who wants to dwell on it for the rest of their life. That's my take.
Wow. That's a different take, because I think sometimes we unconsciously self-impose ourselves on other people. And we want them to take our path, be like us, without even really consciously doing it, but we do it. And I think your take on it is quite different, and I think I agree with your school of thought. I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I mean, everyone needs to grow on their own journey. Everybody needs to go on their own journey. Even though anyone can look up to anyone, but there is still a unique path to every single person. And I really agree with you. I totally agree with you. So, Radio Apprentice, how has it been for you? I know you are enjoying yourself, really. But what is Radio Apprentice? What is it about? What do you discuss on the show?
Well, Radio Apprentice is actually my podcast name. It's my podcasting name. That's basically the name. And The Apprentice, like I said, always reminds me that I'm learning. So whatever it is I'm doing, I let you know that don't laugh at me, I'm a learner. That's what it still tells you. It still reminds you that in case I don't use the grammar well, still remember that I'm a learner.
I don't know.
it's like using L for your car for the rest of your life. Means, did I drive well? Hail me. Did I don't drive well? Just understand that I'm learning.
But don't you think someone can argue that that's like another way of telling yourself, instead of, you know, pushing yourself hard, you just want to be on that path of I'm always learning, so don't disturb me. What would you say to that?
Well, I would like them to think how they want to think, but be very careful how you digest my personality.
Okay.
They might run you on the trailer.
All right. Okay, this is funny. So anyone can think whatever they want, but this is you and you're not about to change.
Yeah, I think they should take it easy. You should really take it easy. You say, oh, you're already apprentice. Does that really mean? What does it mean? But you're not learning now. You're a pro. And I ask you, a pro, huh? Where do you hear about me that makes me a pro? You know, that's the question. And I don't think anybody's a pro, because if you're a pro, you don't have to go seek information anywhere before you can do anything. So even the best gets to read stuff, they get to seek information, they get to ask questions. And so because of that, you're not a pro yet. You're good. You're very good with it. Doesn't really make you a pro. A pro means you can do everything on your own without any help of anything or any sort of help.
Yeah.
But we all need this help one way or the other.
We do.
And that's what we lack most of the time. I find it very annoying. I'll probably not use the word annoying. That's quite strong. Mm-hmm. I don't really find it good that for podcasters and broadcasters, we always feel like we've arrived. Mm-hmm. Just because you can use English language well, you can use the words properly, you read your dictionary all the time before you go on air or before you record a podcast, you think you're so good. Okay? And because of that, you want to be all on your own, talk all on your own, and think that the people are going to just listen to you because you sound great.
Yeah.
But we forget that people don't listen to you because you sound great. People don't listen to you because you sound amazing. As a matter of fact, if you struggle to make them believe you, that's the time when they're going to walk away. Okay, they're probably going to find it very, very funny. Because you are trying to coin your voice to sound more than your ability. Mm-hmm. You're trying to push the words even when you don't even know how to pronounce them well. You're trying to dive yourself into a conversation that you don't even have proper reports, or you didn't even do proper research for. Yeah. You don't even know how to analyze it better to make them understand what you're talking about. You know, because we do all of these things, we limit the speed. But then you think you're running, but then other people think you're walking. So that's basically a part of the problem. So I feel like being able to attribute an apprentice, it means that you're not perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. At every point in time, you need people to drag you in. Just for example, musicians. No matter how good you are, you still see them featuring somebody else.
Yeah.
Your music. Mm. Okay. There are two things they are seeking there. One is the talent. Two, the audience. Okay, you have 1,000 audience, for example, or you have 2,000, you have 3,000, you have 5,000, and I have the same, or I even have more. And let's be frank, there are some people in your circle that needs to hear me, and there are some people in my circle that needs to hear you, and that's how the growth functions.
True.
And that's why they do music that way. That's why they feature each other, not just for the voice, because you and I know that if it's the voice, and the talent, they can get it elsewhere. You can even get it from an upcoming artist.
True.
Yeah. And yeah, I think if we try to put all one and two together, and if we all understand that we're still learning, it's going to help the growth faster. It's going to help our growth flourish. That's my take.
Yeah, the summary of it all is no one ever arrives there. We are always on this journey. It's always a growth process for us all. So everyone just keep growing, keep growing. You are not there yet, just keep growing. Wow, awesome. It's been amazing. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know I'm your big fan. I love what you do. So well done. Keep it up, really.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, people. Nurturing your creativity. Now, I love the fact that Williams kept mentioning, or he kept emphasizing, the need to keep growing. Like, you are not there yet. Even if you won the best of awards in your field, you are still growing. Whatever you think you achieved yesterday, that was yesterday. There is room for more. There is room to keep growing. So don't stop. Keep going. Keep achieving. Keep nurturing that ability that God has given you. There is so much in stock if you don't stop, right? So I have enjoyed myself. I felt like he was also talking to me, and I'm sure you got that message too. So we are on this journey. We are on this path to keep getting better, to keep growing and never stop growing. And this is what we are about on this show. It's called Rooted and Robust for a reason. The more you take in information, the more you are growing, the more you flourish, right? So this is Rooted and Robust Podcast, guys, and I am your host, Ozioma Anyoji, and this is saying to you, have a beautiful, beautiful day, have a beautiful week, stay blessed, don't forget, keep growing. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.